You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Welcome back to another episode of the Study Clicks podcast. We're back to you again this week because we felt it was timely enough to discuss a topic that seems to be hot in a lot of schools right now. Seems like the right time of year for it. So this podcast is all about choosing your subjects, whether that's for choosing your subjects if you're in first year and you're going into junior cycle, or if you're in third year or fourth year and you're choosing your subjects that you're going to be doing for the next 2 years.
Yep. And it's not a topic to be underestimated, or not a decision to be underestimated. It's definitely an important one that could affect what you do in college even. So definitely worthwhile having a good think about it and not just sort of randomly choosing things. And that's basically what we're going to do in this podcast, give you tips on how to not do that and give you the advice that we have on, you know, the best ways to pick your subjects and why you should think about it and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it seems like really basic, like how to choose. Like, that's obvious. I just choose. Like, I make up my mind and that's fine. But it's good to kind of, because people, that is never the case. Like, people get kind of really caught up and really worried and like, oh, am I making the wrong choice? And what do you guys think? And kind of looking for opinions of other people. And it's kind of hard. And like, you kind of are in danger of like taking stuff on board that might not actually be relevant and all that kind of a thing. So we're basically here to kind of give you very impartial advice and just a kind of a very general approach to what's the best way to choose your subjects.
Yeah, so there's just like five or six points for you to consider and that you mightn't have thought to consider. And so once you've done listening to the podcast, if you haven't made the choices yet, hopefully you'll be able to sort of consider all those things and make a informed decision that you're happy with, that you feel like you're doing the right thing instead of possibly regretting it in the future. So do you want to start us off, Nessa?
I'll start us off. So the most really important thing to take on is to think independently when you are choosing your courses. Try your best not to let the decisions of other people influence you, because I know that pretty much did happen to me when I was picking my junior cert subjects. I picked technical graphics because none of my friends were doing the other option, which was history. So, and I probably, in the end, probably, I know it wasn't, I was terrible at technical graphics, but I made that decision because I just didn't want to be in the class without my friends, kind of a thing. And and I know that is tough. Like, obviously class is easier when you're with people that you're friendly with, and that makes school and kind of classwork and all that kind of jazz much easier. But it is like, at the end of the day, you can't do it. You don't want to be stuck in a subject that you are actually not good at, or you don't kind of gel with a subject that isn't for you, just for the sake of not kind of being alone. And in that same vein, like, don't kind of, like, a lot of people might say, oh, don't do history or don't do geography because of this, this and this and this. And like, at the end of the day, you have to think of how much of that is just their personal opinion, and like, okay, maybe you don't like that, but I might be okay with that, kind of a thing. So you really do have to approach it with a how much, like, this is my decision. This is the subject I'm going to be taking on. Do I want to study this?
Yeah. And I wouldn't be too concerned about the you know, having your friends there or not. I find it's a good way, especially if you're in first year, because you have a lot of school years ahead of you and you mightn't have even gotten to know everyone in your class yet, or your year. And, you know, I found that sometimes doing the courses that not my immediate friend group were doing, and I was the only one who wasn't doing the same subject as all of them. And then I went and I made new friends in the new class. And that was really nice, because I could always, like, I didn't really hang out with them that often, but this class that we all went to was kind of like the time that we hung out, and it was really nice to spend time with them and get to know them that way. So don't be afraid of kind of putting yourself out there and not going to the same class that all of your other friends are doing. You know, if you are interested in doing another one and it's not the popular choice among your friends, you will make friends with the other people there, and just don't be afraid of that aspect. It can actually be quite nice to have a break from your usual group.
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of started to mention it there, but to go into more detail, it is important. I think one of the most important thing to take on when you're making a decision about what subject to take is just to consider what you're actually interested in. You know, if you're like thinking about the sciences, say, if you're going into sixth or fifth or sixth year, and you're like, okay, but do I think I would enjoy studying the living things, or would I prefer to study kind of like how things work? I never did physics, so I can't even describe it in the most basic sense. But you just think, you just kind of have to consider, like, what is the subject at its very core, and is that something that I don't like? Do I think I would actually find this interesting in some kind of sense, or is it just something that doesn't interest me at all and I wouldn't like it?
And I think sometimes it's hard to know what would interest you or not, because I I found my diary from TY
here we go
recently and I wrote down that I was making the choices for fifth year, and in the end I did biology, DCG and home ec. But apparently, I don't even remember doing this, but in my diary I wrote down that my first choice was chemistry. And then I was like, why did I put chemistry down? Because, like, learning a bit more about it in the meantime and, like, hearing from the people who did do it, I just know that I would have despised it.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know anything about it other than doing the small bit of it in the junior cert science course. I didn't really know anything about it. And I think I just had this idea in my head that, like, oh yeah, that would be a good one to do. Like, I'm so glad I didn't get it in the end, because whatever way, you know, the algorithm thing worked out, I wasn't able to get my top choice, so I got biology instead. But I suppose my point is that don't always assume that you have an interest in something without knowing the subject. Like, do a bit of research on all the subjects. You know, use StudyClicks to get a taste of the courses. You can look at some of the exam papers, go onto the discussion forum and ask people who are doing that subject what they think of it. Is it good? Is it hard? Is it interesting? And try and get an impression or a feeling from those kind of things of whether you would like it or not. Because I feel like if I had done that with chemistry back in the day, I would have realized very quickly, hold on a second, no, this isn't for me. I don't like this. I would much prefer biology. And I did in the end, you know. So just on the point of, like, do what you're interested in, make sure that you do actually know what you're interested in, and that you're not just kind of making an assumption of what you might be interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you're one of those people as well who you actually already know what you want to do, that is a huge advantage, because I know, like, I feel like maybe talked down chemistry too much and people are like listening going, oh no, they're really painting chemistry in a bad light. Like, all of my friends who did chemistry loved it, and like a girl I knew who was like, after doing the junior cert, already knew she wanted to go into like food science, so she like wanted to do chemistry and she loved it, that kind of a thing, you know. So it is like, and that kind of brings it up to the point, if you're one of those lucky people who already know what you want to do when you go into college, it is really worth doing that bit of research, having a look at the different courses that are in the various different universities, and having a look at, are there subject requirements within those courses that you'd be interested in? Do you need chemistry? Do you need biology? Blah, 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 kind of a thing. But if that's not the case, like, more than likely, if you were like 16, 17, you don't actually still don't know. I know I wasn't. I didn't know what I wanted to do until 6 years. So it is.
Me neither.
That comes back to, yeah, exactly. That comes back to the point of, you just have to really think about what it is you think you'll be good at, and what do you actually think you'd enjoy the most at the end of the day if you had to do this for the next 2 years.
Also, you know, because I think, like you say, a lot of people are probably in the position where they still don't know what they want to do yet, but they want to have these choices be clever enough so that they're covered if they realize, you know, halfway through 6 year, I want to be a vet and therefore I need X, Y, and Z. So that you can still be slightly strategic about it if you want to. Obviously, like we said, you know, try to put your interests first, but generally you're pretty well covered if you have at least one science subject. So whether it be biology, chemistry, or physics, I think if you have a sort of a science inclination and you're thinking of doing something sciencey, or medical or anything like that, it tends to be chemistry. I think, yeah, a lot of the time with the college courses that they expect, I think after that it's biology. But, you know, if you are thinking, if you're not really partial to any of the sciences and you just know that you want to do one because you want to be covered with a science subject, then I think chemistry tends to be the one that is required for a lot of those kind of courses. And, you know, and then I know in some courses, at least one foreign language is good. And I know most people have to do one foreign language anyway, so that's fine. But Sometimes it's higher level that's needed, so you might want to consider doing a bit of study for that in advance and make sure things like that. So there are ways to be strategic about it. And again, I suppose just like you were saying, Nessa, if you can do a bit of research in advance, maybe you have like a couple of, you might know what you want to do exactly, but you might have a couple of areas like, oh, I think I might be interested in languages, or I think that, you know, maybe engineering is my thing. Have a look at some of those courses, like all of them should be on the university's websites, and just see, can you find whether there are subject requirements, and if like some subjects tend to come up more often than others, for example chemistry or things like that, and then you might be able to make your decision based on that, whether like, okay, you know, engineering tends to come up a lot in all of these courses, therefore I think I'm going to pick engineering just in case. So there's little things like that that you can do to try and prepare for your college course, even if you don't know yet what you want, what direction you might want to go in.
I think, yeah, on the point that Emer brought up briefly there, was that if it is possible to talk to people who are already doing that subject, so fifth and sixth years who are like a year or nearly at the end of that course now, and they proper know what it's like, if you can talk to them and you can get, and they can tell you, oh, you have to do this and this, and this is kind of like that, and that's a bit annoying, or this is really good, kind of a thing. That's really handy. Now when we're recording this in the middle of lockdown, obviously schools are all closed at the moment, so it's harder to talk to students in person. So what we would suggest is going on to the discussion forums, like Emer said earlier, and I see that people do like ask in a way like, oh, should I do accounting or should I do home ec, kind of a thing, and people are like, no, don't do it because it's blah blah blah, and they kind of give a very general thing like, no, it's terrible, I hate it, kind of a thing. And it's, you kind of would need to take kind of general statements like that with a pinch of salt. I'd say the way to kind of like go about it, if you are asking on the discussion forums, just to say, what is the subject like, what's it involved, is it very time consuming, do you need to be a kind of a mathematical or a scientific person to do it, a kind of a thing. So do your best to try and get as unbiased as you can. I know kind of naturally people are going to be like that and you will get that a lot, but I think that is really one of the best sources. You have this whole pool of students in fifth year and sixth year who have done the subject and they know exactly what's like. Use those people, they'll be totally happy to tell you what they know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you're getting this kind of feedback, also keep in mind, you know, we've already mentioned what you're interested in, but another thing that's quite similar but at the same time different is what you're good at. So there can be a difference in what you're interested in and what you're good at, especially with maybe the more practical stuff. You might be you might love music but just not be very good at playing piano whatever it is. So you know, consider what you've done really well in. You know, if you're in third year TY, more so TY, I suppose, because you'll have done the leaving at the junior cert, you know, or like you'll have done the course at least. I know the junior cert didn't happen last year, but that you know what you're good at. You know, you might be able to say, I was getting A's all year in technical graphics, therefore DCG is going to be a breeze for me. And it's definitely, yeah, I know we mentioned that it's important to be strategic and pick ones that might help your college course, but at the same time, think about how easy you want to make your own life, and you don't need all of the subjects that you do. So if you kind of can, again, think a bit in advance and think, okay, well, I know I need biology, but for the other two, I don't really need to be strategic about the other choices that I make. So I'm just going to pick two that I know I'm good at and that I'll be able to just fly through without too much stress, without too much panic. You can also think about the size of the course because they do vary. So again, if we're talking about, you know, going easy on your mental health so you're not too stressed trying to learn too much, especially when it gets to exam time and there's just a huge course to revise, it can be handy to have a subject. For example, I found it really helpful to have DCG because there's just very little, you know, memory games involved. You're not trying to learn off definitions or anything like that. You just have to draw and that's it. And that was a really nice relief for my brain because I knew I didn't really have to study for that it was just, I knew how to do the drawings and that was it. So think about that as well. You know, do you want to include a couple of subjects that are just easier and that have less course content so that you do have something to help you not necessarily relax but ensure that you have maybe a bit less to do when things get a bit hectic.
Yeah, absolutely. Another reason why you might actually not be tempted to do a subject that you're genuinely interested in is you might have heard like kind of stuff about the teachers, people say maybe the teacher's not very good, or you've had them before and you kind of don't really gel with their way of teaching. I would say if it's a subject that you genuinely think you're interested in, you'd be good at, don't let the teacher put you off. And there's like you can't underestimate like your own ability to do something. If you like a course, or sorry, if you like a subject enough and you're willing to work hard enough, it is so worth doing that. Like, I'm not saying you don't have to, like, necessarily, you're not expected to teach the whole thing yourself, but like if the passion, well, like, passion's a strong word, but like if the ability is there, you'll absolutely pull it off. Like, it's definitely not worth passing up on a subject you genuinely enjoy just for that.
Yeah, I definitely avoided certain subjects because of the teacher, just because they had a reputation for people being unhappy with them or like not getting good marks and things like that. And it's definitely not great, but in the end, like, I think what happened with me was I had to do the subject in the end, and the teacher retired a year later, and then we got another teacher in, and the teacher was amazing. Or, you know, a teacher might go on maternity leave and then you end up with a great teacher. Don't let the teacher dictate it too much, because, you know, there are so many things online nowadays. You have StudyClicks that you can use a lot for studying and for learning things. You know, the Videos and Notes page has a lot of independent learning resources that you can use to sort of teach yourself a topic, essentially. Like, we're not saying that it replaces teaching, but it definitely, you know, you will still have a teacher and they're still going to do their best. But like Ness said, it mightn't always gel with the way that you learn, but it's not a reason to dismiss the subject completely. If you think that it would really interest you and that you would like to do it, then just go for it, and you can learn it other ways, or you can get grinds if you can afford them. There are other options for learning it, so don't let the teacher completely put you off track.
Another point that we are making, in along the lines of that you have to choose for yourself and yourself only, I know there's probably lots and lots of students out there who might feel pressure from their parents to do a certain subject. That's probably more common than I think it is, you know. And there's definitely kind of parents out there who be like, oh, you have to do this. Like, this, it's very important that you do that. And why would you want to be doing this other subject, kind of a thing? Mm. Somebody say, well, why would you do something like woodwork or construction when you should be doing accounting and you can keep on the family? But I don't know, I'm making up some mad narrative that's completely unnecessary here. But that's kind of a more tougher one. You're probably going to, if that is the case of like a point of contention, you are going to need to kind of approach that quite delicately and just sit them down and say, like, look, this is my life, not yours. Probably put a bit, but like, would just say that I am like my own person. I'm going to be an adult soon. I'm going to grow, like, leave school, and I'm going to make my own choices beyond that. So like, I really want to do this subject, and, you know, just don't in yourself as well, don't kind of be too swayed by what your parents think. You just really have to, we can't stress this enough, you just have to think about it from your own perspective as much as you can, and just think about, what do I want and how important is it that I do that?
Yeah, and it brings back to the point that we were mentioning earlier, that, you know, this could affect your college choice and what you do in the future. And there is going to be a point where you're not under your parents' roof anymore, and you're not the, you know, you don't do what they tell you to do. And if it so happens that the things that they try to force you into now end up affecting you in the long term when you're a fully grown adult and you're not under their control anymore, that will bother you, and that will you will regret, you know, not following your own interests at this point. So just try to, I know that's easy for us to say because we didn't have to go through that ourselves, and maybe it's definitely a difficult thing to have to try and approach with someone if they're adamant about it, but just try to put yourself first if you can at all.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the last points that I have, and that this is probably more relevant for next year when you're starting the course, and you are like maybe only a few weeks in and you're kind of panicking, thinking, oh no, actually this isn't for me at all. If it's early enough in the year, there have been cases of it. I know like my own school that it was done before, that someone was doing a subject for a while and they kind of panicked and actually, no, I want to transfer to the other one. And it was like, as long as it's early enough in the year, and depending on the school as well, of course, you'd have to talk to teachers and principals about it. But there is like, if it's early on and you catch it that you don't actually like the subject, I'm sure there's every chance you will be able to change.
Yeah. And kind of another frequently asked question we get as well about choosing the subjects is, should you stay in honours or drop to pass? So that's maybe something that you either have to decide now or will have to decide early on in fifth year or second year or whatever year you're going into. And that's not really a question we can answer for you, unfortunately. You do have to sort of use your own judgment and also try and get your teacher's opinion on it. Now, getting your teacher's opinion can be a bit tricky sometimes because we have heard from people that, you know, their teachers try to force them into ordinary level, but they really want to stay in honours. And obviously that's not very easy. And sometimes teachers kind of say, look, no one's dropping to ordinary level, even though you're really struggling. So kind of the other end of things that way. But, you know, hopefully the majority of the time, the teacher will be able to kind of tell you, look, I think with a bit of work, you will be able to stay in higher level, no problem. Or they might say, look, I just think that this is not your strong point and maybe you should drop to ordinary level. So try to get your teacher's advice as much as possible. If you're not happy with your teacher's advice, then try to look into your own, you know, your own progress in the subject, how well you're doing, how well you think you can do, how much time are you willing to put into this. If you do feel like you want to stay in higher level, but you know it's going to be a bit of work, do you have the capacity for that work? Or have you chosen a lot of, you know, high intensity subjects that require a lot of learning and study? All these kind of things. So there's a lot to consider. So just try to kind of consider all aspects of it because it is important. But at the end of the day, if you know in advance that you're not going to need a lot of points, then there's not much harm going down to ordinary level unless you want to be safe and, you know, make sure that you have given yourself all the chances to get as many points as you can. But otherwise, sometimes going down to ordinary level is really the best choice for people because it takes off a lot of stress, a lot of work that they'll have to do in other subjects. People, I know in the end when I was in sixth year, we were a small class anyway, we were like 30 people, and in the end there was only 6 people left in higher level maths, and the majority of the people who dropped down were just like, I don't need the points and this is causing me so much stress. Why would I stay here? And that's fair enough. And I think like definitely maths is the biggest one that people are like, will I stay or should I drop? And yeah, it's just a question of asking yourself, do I need the points for this? Is it gonna actually improve my marks in other subjects because I can focus on it a lot more? And if so, then drop. I don't think there's any shame in dropping, or there's no reason not to. Well, other than wanting to do well and getting as many points as you want and wanting to kind of prove your own capabilities, there's no shame or there's no reason not to drop unless you really need it and want to do it yourself and want to stay in higher level.
Yeah, absolutely. I think those are really every point that we had to make. I might just kind of do a quick summary. I know I kind of went back and forth on a few different things, but I think to kind of sum up, the main points are that you absolutely have to be independent of your choices, whether that's your parents or your friends. Try talk to people who've already done the subject, whether that's past pupils in your own school or from the StudyClicks discussion forums. What else did we talk about, Imre?
How you should think about what you're interested in, but also what you're good at. Those are two different things and they should both be considered equally.
Yeah. As well, if you do know what you'd like to do in college, definitely worth doing a bit of research and seeing other specific course requirements for what subjects that they require for that course. Definitely worth looking into that if you're someone who already has a kind of an inkling of what they want to do.
Yeah, there was one thing that I think we miss is just because I know we get asked this a lot on customer service, and it's people saying that they want to take up something after third year that they didn't do for the junior cert.
Oh, yeah.
So let's say you want to take up home ec, but you never did it for the junior cert. And our answer to that usually is, it just depends on you and how much work you're willing to put into it, because ultimately, a lot of the time, if you are picking up a new subject for the first time after not having done it for the junior cert, then it is more work, and there is more that you have to catch up on. Typically, courses tend to be similar to what you would have done for the junior cert, but just a lot more details. Or that's definitely how it was for, let's say, the biology section of the of the science exam. You know, it's similar, but it's a lot more detailed and it's a lot more advanced. And home ec. You're still doing nutrition and you're still doing interior design and all that, but it's just a lot more detailed and it's a lot more advanced. So the people who do it for the junior cert have this foundation and are better equipped probably to just get stuck into the study and learning it for leaving cert. So you just do have to take that into consideration. If you are thinking of taking on a new subject, you will have to put in extra work and you might be a little bit behind at the start, but there's no reason not to do it. That's not saying don't do it. You know, if you really think that you would love it and that's what you need as well, you know, again, the question of do I need this for my college course, that comes into play here as well a lot of the time. But you can definitely do it. The courses are not designed to be impossible for those who haven't done it for the junior cert, but you just have to incorporate a bit of extra time to get caught up to the same level as the people who would have done it for the junior cert.
Well, sorry for cutting in there with all the bullet list of points. I'm not going to go through it again.
Well, no, I think we had covered everything else.
Yeah, absolutely.
In your bullet list, yeah.
So yeah, so that was pretty much it. Yeah, I think that's it for this episode. That's everything.
That's it.
Best of luck with choosing your subjects. Hope that you make the best decision possible for yourself. And if it turns out that you didn't, hopefully you catch it in time and you're able to change that.
Yeah. If you still have any outstanding questions, then feel free to get in touch. I think, like we've made clear in this podcast, a lot of it is just kind of up to you, but we will definitely try and help you out as much as we can. If you do have any outstanding questions that you want to get in touch with us about, just email us at info@studyclicks.ie, or else message us if you see the little robot in the bottom right hand corner of the StudyClicks screen. You can get in touch with us that way as well. Or you can talk to Nessa.
You can talk to me on any of StudyClicks' social medias. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat and TikTok. On Snapchat, sorry, that we're study_clicks when you search for our username. You can direct message on nearly all of those platforms and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Yeah. And as always, we would adore it if you can give us a quick review or a rating or anything like that. Wherever you listen to your podcasts, you usually can give some sort of rating wherever you listen to it. But reviews, we also love reading nice reviews. So if you have the time, do give us a quick note to tell us what you think of the podcast and let other people know that it's good.
It's
so that they'll also listen to it.
Yeah.
That would be really nice.
Yeah, make us feel good about ourselves. I need something to be happy about.
Yeah, give Nessa a bit of motivation in these dark quarantine days.
Kind of serotonin.
Anyway,
that's it for another episode of the StudyClicks podcast. Talk to you guys next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.